After you finish today's episode, please check out the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. Winning your league starts with the right data, and Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News provides you the edge you need in your fantasy football leagues. Locked On Fantasy Football is a daily podcast all year round, so your fantasy team never fails. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast wherever you get podcasts.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome back to the Locked On Bucs podcast. I'm James Yarko, joined as always by Gabe Harrison. You can find everything that we are doing over at BucsNation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at Locked On Bucs, at Jarko underscore Bucs, at DHarrison82, and at Bucs underscore Nation. Would like to welcome in all of our new and our returning listeners. If you're new to the show, please subscribe. Leave a five-star review. It helps fellow Buccaneers fans find the show.
All right, James, on today's episode, we're going to do a little exercise here. We like to do these exercises, these kind of speculative things, but this one actually wasn't created by us. It was created by Greg Aumann of The Athletic. It's a survey. It's a Buccaneers fan survey. And while we're a little bit media, we're a little bit fan because we're not completely embedded, but we're also not completely on the outside either. I think we still qualify to be able to do this survey. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go through this Athletic survey by Greg Aumann of The Athletic, obviously talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And James, I fear we go back and forth. You answer a question, I'll answer a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alrighty. So Greg has a lot of questions here. And if you want to be part of the survey as well, just go to theathletic.com, look up the Buccaneers page, and you'll find Greg Aumann's work. And obviously it's great work anyway, but you can be a part of the survey as well. So James, let's start off here at the top. And the first question is, how many games do you expect the Bucs to win out of 17 this coming seasons? I figure we'll let you take the first one, then we'll kind of flip flop from there. Your first option, 13 or more. Second option is 12. Third option is 11, and then 10 or fewer. So what say you, James Yarko, representing the Locked On Bucs fan survey response?
13 or more.
13 or more?
Yeah, I still believe this is a very, very high win team, even with the schedule. Yeah, it's got some tough moments, but I think out of 17 games, they win 13 or more.
Yeah, I like that. You know what? Let's make this a little bit interesting. We'll flip-flop answers, but let's also give each other one veto. Sound good?
Okay.
So enough. Once per in the survey, we can veto the other's answer if we want to and override it and pick. And your answer of 13 or more, not going to get my veto. So I'll let you introduce the second question, and then I'll go ahead and give the answer.
All right. Given that no NFL team has repeated as Super Bowl champs since 2004, how likely do you think it is that Tampa Bay wins another title this season?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to select likely. I'm not going to select very likely just because it is incredibly difficult to repeat as Super Bowl champs, but I will click likely because the entire starting roster is coming back, most of the role players, all of the coaches. So this team knows how to do it, and I think they have enough leadership, especially Tom Brady, but then other guys too, including the guys like Lavonte David, who know how hard it is to get there because they took so long to get there, that they're not going to necessarily fall into the trap of feeling themselves, is how we like to put it. So I think that after Thursday night getting the Super Bowl rings, this team is going to squarely turn their focus on winning another one, and that'll help them avoid some of that Super Bowl hangover.
Now, I would have personally said unlikely because of the rarity, but I don't feel strongly enough to use my veto on this one because I kind of waver between likely and unlikely. I think they're definitely one of the more likely candidates since 2004.
Yeah, I dig it. So next question, knowing that repeat champions are rare these days, what would you need to consider the 2021 season a success for the Buccaneers? The options for our listeners who aren't watching this, right? Sorry, or reading this, sorry. Division title, reaching NFC championship game, playing in Super Bowl 56, winning Super Bowl 56.
I'm going to say reaching the NFC championship game. If you're one of the final four teams, that was a successful year. We've seen way too many division winners get bounced in their first playoff game. So I'll say reach the NFC championship.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I can't, even if you don't make it to the Super Bowl, reaching the NFC championship game is still a good year by a lot of measures. So I think that's a fair one. Next one up for you, James, which do you think is Tom Brady's final season playing for the Bucks, except that's actually for me, isn't it? I'm messing up my own thing.
It would be your question. So, David, which do you think is Tom Brady's final season playing for the Bucks, 2021, 2022, 2023, or later?
I do think it's 2022. I think we get this year. I think we get next year. And then after that, I don't know that it's Kyle Trask time, but I think it's another quarterback after the 2022 season.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
All right, fantastic. So this next question is for you. Which do you think is Bruce Arians' final season coaching the Bucs? Same options, 2021, 2022, or 2023 or later?
I think he leaves when Brady leaves, so I will say 2022.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that one.
Everybody knows when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they are passionate about their favorites. And if you don't know what the Built Bar flavors are, you are missing out. Coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you don't know what your favorite flavor is, pick up a mixed box and you are going to get two of each of those flavors so you can decide which one is your favorite. Not only are they the best tasting protein bar, but they are healthy. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs in all of those bars. Order today to get your raspberry, your cookies and cream, whatever you like, by going to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Again, promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15. For 15% off at built.com. All right, well, your next question: of the Bucks' top assistants, which will be an NFL head coach in 2022? Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, both, or neither?
That is an interesting question. I'm going to go with neither because I feel like I kind of want to wish this into existence. I think Todd Bowles is the heir apparent to Bruce Arians. So he's not going to leave because he knows that, whether it's publicly stated or not, he knows that. And that's, again, I'm hoping that that's the truth. And Byron Leftwich, I think there's just going to be too much credit given to Bruce Arians and to Tom Brady. I think Byron gets some interviews and maybe in 2023, he's a head coach, but I don't think it's going to happen in 2022.
I actually selected the exact same thing when I filled this out, and I think I was kind of wishing it into existence as well. I think Todd Bowles does become the heir apparent to Bruce Arians, and I think he and Byron stick together. So if that's kind of the under-the-table handshake agreement, whatever you want to call it, I think both of them stick around because they know already what the future holds for this team.
All righty, next question up for you, James. How would you rank the three Tampa Bay pro teams most favorite first? So you got Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Bucks, Rays, Lightning, Rays, Bucks, Lightning, Rays, Lightning, Bucks, Rays, Lightning, Rays, Bucks. If you're driving, please don't try to sort those out in your head. Just read them later. But James, this is in front of you, so you don't have to think about it. Which one is your choice?
I think, now, is this my own personal preference? Or no? Is this like, because the way I view it, mm-hmm. as the area as a whole, I will say Lightning, Bucks, Rays. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the answer given the fan response and kind of the sustained excitement for the teams, because the Bucks have had obviously some rough years. The Rays can't seem to get anybody to go into the trop, even though they've been playing really well, but Amelie is sold out pretty much every single game. So I'm going to stick with Lightning, Bucks, Rays. I think that's the right order.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I mean, and my logic behind, honestly, is Lightning are two-time champs. Bucks are the most recent champs, and then Rays, they made it to the World Series, and that's great, but they're not champs yet. So honestly, for me, that's the way I'm going to rank them.
All right, perfect. Well, you get a little bit more difficult of a question. Based on what they have accomplished only in Tampa, how would you rank these three head coaches, best being the first? Arians, Dungy, Gruden, Arians, Gruden, Dungy, Dungy, Arians, Gruden, Dungy, Gruden, Arians, Gruden, Arians, Dungy, Gruden, Dungy, Arians.
They're really going to do this to me, aren't they?
Yep.
If you're being impartial, you know what? This is a fan poll. I'm going Arians, Dungy, Gruden. And I know that Dungy didn't win a Super Bowl, but his staff and his squad did usher in an entirely new form of defense in the National Football League and changed the game from that point forward. And Bruce Arians is getting the Super Bowl nod over John Gruden's Super Bowl nod, because while we don't know what's going to happen in the future, we know what happened with Gruden's team. No playoffs, no playoff successes, and no repeats and all that stuff, while Arians' squad looks to be poised in much better position to defend their title.
I like that answer. I will not disagree. That is the order that I would put them in.
Awesome.
All respect to Gruden, but the dude had a Super Bowl season, and then it was a roller coaster and no more playoff wins.
Yeah, absolutely. So next question, James, how would you grade Jason Light's tenure as general manager since 2014? 1 through 5, 1 being very poor, 5 being the very best.
I give him a 4. I figure if you're looking at this in like a grading scale, 4 would be a B. You know, 5's the A, 3's the C, 2's the D, 1's the F. He's had some misses. There's no question about it, but he's hit more than he's missed. And I think he's done a really solid job since he became the GM in 2014. So I give him a solid B, which is a 4 out of 5.
Zero argument from me there.
Perfect. All right. Now it's time to talk about everybody's favorite Buccaneer, David. How do you feel about the Bucs drafting quarterback Kyle Trask in the second round back in April? Good, need to plan for the future. Indifferent or bad, need all focus on winning now.
No, I'm good with it. I think you do need to plan for the future. And I kind of go back to the game show theory, right? So if you've got 3 doors to choose from and you pick, like, say, door number 1, and then they give you the option of change, and then they get rid of door 2 or 3 and show you that there's no prize behind that door. So now you have 2 doors left. You have the option of switching your choice or sticking with your choice. The mathematical odds actually say to switch your choice. It gives you a higher likelihood of being correct. That's kind of how I look at this with the Buccaneers. They're drafting a quarterback. Maybe it's going to be the prize door. Maybe it's not going to be the prize door. But now they have another year or two to maybe make a change there, which gives them a higher mathematical likelihood of landing a good quarterback to replace Tom Brady. So I'm all for it.
Yep. And you know I'm a Kyle Trask guy, so yeah. I am all right with your decision there.
Absolutely. Next question. Who would you consider the Bucs' closest divisional rival?
All right, I need your help on this one, David, because yeah. Are they talking closest in terms of like talent and standings, or closest as in like the more bitter rivalry between the two teams?
I mean, that's kind of in the eye of the beholder, but I mean, they do say keep your enemies closer, right? So I mean, it's really, it could be either or, talent or in level of hatred.
I'm going to go ahead and say the Saints. Either way, I'm going to go ahead and say the Saints, because I think they're the better of the remaining 3 teams as far as talent on the roster. And I think the bitterness between Bucs fans and Saints fans on social media has reached a peak because of the playoff game and the billboard stuff and everything that went down. So I'm going to say the Saints.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, David, your next one. How often do you attend Bucs games in person? I'm a season ticket holder, several games a year, roughly once a year, or I've never been in person.
I mean, I'm going to answer pre-COVID, which is several games a year. You know what I mean? Try to make the trips out there. And, you know, I don't buy the tickets. I don't know. But, you know, but several games a year is the pre-COVID answer. So I'm going to go with that answer.
I'm not going to veto that because this is like a personal thing.
So. Right, right. Next question is, who is your favorite all-time Bucs player and why? And this is a type-in answer. So good luck to Greg for sorting all of these results out.
Yeah, no joke. Hat tip to the godfather of the Locked On Bucs podcast, Greg Almond. Derek Brooks. Who's our favorite player, Mr. Derek Brooks? He embodied everything that you wanted in your team leader. Led one of the best defenses in NFL history, charitable guy, great in the community, and one of the best football players out there. He's one of the top 100, NFL players of all time, according to the original NFL top 100 list, where they ranked all the players in the history of the game. He's the answer. Derek Brooks.
Yeah, Rondé Barber is actually my answer, but not enough to veto you. So in the survey, I'm typing Derek Brooks because he's Derek Brooks.
Yeah, well, and that's the perfect explanation. So, David, who is your favorite current Bucs player and why?
My favorite current Bucks player and why. I'm going to go with Chris Godwin, man. Just his story, right? Like the fact that he just married his high school sweetheart. So they've been, you know, he knows. And this is something that's difficult in the life that they live. It's hard sometimes. Like when you become famous and successful and rich and all that stuff, it's hard sometimes to trust that someone is in it for your best interest and not in it for their best interest. And he is fortunate enough to know, you know, no question, no shadow of a doubt that Mariah is in it because of love and because of their relationship together. That on top of the fact that the first time we spoke to him, if you remember, James, he actually said that Mariah was the biggest contributor to his success if he had to pick one. So, I mean, just the story in itself, the foundation, like I'm sure that Chris, you know, Chris loves his dogs and he loves the cause. But I think if we're being real about it, that's a Mariah driven thing. So, I mean, this is a dude who's just, he's doing it the right way. Like you're never going to see Chris Godwin in an episode of Ballers because that's not the life that he's living. I think he's doing it right, and he's been doing it from day one, even as a rookie. As soon as he showed up in Tampa, the coaching staff and the Buccaneers organization, they've done nothing but rant and rave about his maturity, and his performance on the field has only matched that, if not exceeded it.
Yeah, and I'm not going to veto your answer there. I love Chris Godwin. So, yeah, I'm good.
All right, next question up on the survey, James. What young Bucks player, parentheses, still on a rookie contract, are you most excited about for the long-term future and why?
Devin White. I really don't think it needs any further explanation. It's Devin White. It's the best linebacker in football.
Right. I'm typing in get live 45. I'm sure Greg will be able to translate that answer.
All right, David. Oh, you get a fun one. Which is most likely for former Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston with the Saints this season? Starts, plays well, earns a spot in the Pro Bowl. Starts, but continues to struggle with turnovers. Splits time at quarterback with Taysom Hill. Doesn't win the starting job.
Yeah, listen, I'm only responding to Twitter hate about this if your Twitter name is your real name. Just putting that out there. I'm going to pick splits time at quarterback with Taysom Hill because I truly think that's what's going to happen.
I'm not going to veto it, but I want to.
Yeah.
Because I think the splits time is kind of a tricky answer. I think he'll split time in the same essence that Drew Brees split time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, my personal answer would have been starts, but continues to struggle with turnovers.
Yeah.
But I won't veto you there.
I think he will get credit for starting all 17 games, but it will be a very much a rotation between he and Taysom Hill.
Fair enough.
All right. Next question is, which impending 2022 free agent finishing his rookie contract is most important for the Buccaneers to re-sign? You've got Alex Kappa, Carlton Davis, Chris Godwin, and Jordan Whitehead.
Chris Godwin.
Yeah. I will accept that answer.
I assumed that you would. All right. Which former Bucks player is most deserving to be the next inducted into the team's Ring of Honor? Warrick Dunn, Hardy Nickerson, Simeon Rice, or James Wilder?
The most deserving. That's an interesting way of wording it, Greg. The most deserving. I'm going to go Hardy Nickerson.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot of defense on this. I'm going Hardy Nickerson. I'm going to let you veto it if you want to.
How many more questions? There's so many more questions.
There are a lot of questions.
I'm not going to veto it, but I should.
All right.
The actual answer is James Wilder. But
yeah, that's I struggled, but yeah. Yeah. Next question for you, James. I'm gonna get James Winston and James Wilder hate. All right, James, which regular season game are the Bucks most likely to lose? Versus the Bills, at Colts, at Pats, at Rams, at Saints.
At the Colts.
I'm gonna veto that one, and I'm gonna go with that Rams. Actually, I think that they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender this year with the addition of Matthew Stafford, and that's the game I think they're most likely to lose out of that selection. So I'm gonna veto that answer, sir.
Well, you're wrong, but that's gonna be a hype game.
I think it's gonna be a good game.
You got Dwight Freeney going into the Ring of Honor. And the Colts defense can get pressure on Tom.
That's true. I have zero confidence in Carson Wentz. And
I'm going to be in the stadium for that one with my Colts loving boss, which means I'm going to end up with a long drive home because that's my luck.
All right.
Which 2021 Bucks home game are you most looking forward to? Bills, Cowboys, Dolphins, or Saints?
Bills. I mean, to me, they're the best Super Bowl contender on that list. So it's got to be Bills.
Yeah. The only other acceptable answer would have been the Cowboys because it signaled the start of the NFL season. But I agree with you. It's definitely the Bills. That's the one that we've all had circled.
Absolutely. Next question. Which running back do you think will lead the Bucks in yards from scrimmage? So that's rushing and receiving in 2021. Gio Bernard, Leonard Fournette, Ronald Jones, Sneak Vaughn getting no love on the survey. Not even an option.
Oh, that's because he's not an option. We'll see if he makes the roster. The answer is Ronald Jones.
Rojo. All right. I've already vetoed. I would not veto that anyway.
Well, good. So, David, which Bucks player do you think will catch the most touchdown passes in 2021? Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski.
Antonio Brown. I just think that teams are going to have to defend the rest of those guys too much, overcommit even, and AB is just he's going to pluck touchdowns.
I hate this because I want a veto, but I don't know if I would be wasting a veto on this for something more important later because the actual answer is Mike Evans.
Well, I've got about three more answers to give for my estimation. So you're running out of opportunities, but you still have some more.
I'm going to keep it in my back pocket.
All right. Next question. And I can't veto, so I've already burned mine. Which Bucks player do you think will lead the team in sacks in 2021? Shaq Barrett, JPP, Big Girl and Ndamukong Suh, or Devin White?
I think it'll be Shaq Barrett. I think he's not only is he going to be motivated based on the long-term contract, but he's going to be motivated to prove that he was worth that long-term contract and the money that he's about to make. As long as Vita Vea is in there, we know Shaq is going to be getting to the quarterback. So it's all going to be predicated on Vita Vea staying healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
All right. With so much back from a championship team, there's considerable excitement around the Bucks in 2021. How do you feel about the team's long-term prospects for continued success beyond this coming season? Optimistic, neutral, or pessimistic?
I'm optimistic. I mean, you look at this defense and, you know, they're going to have some players that retire, you know, Ndamukong Suh, JPP, or move on for like the last year or two of their career due to salary cap concerns and all that stuff. But they're already taking steps and putting measures in place to replace those guys. I mean, you look at the selection of Joe Tryon, you know, if JPP retires or moves on after the season, then you've got Joe Tryon there waiting in the wind. Anthony Nelson was getting a lot of love as well. So if he continues to develop, then you should have at least a solid starter to replace him there. And then you look at Ndamukong Suh, and they've got a draft next year where they can spend a first-round pick on a defensive lineman if they really need to, or they can address that potentially in free agency with kind of a plug guy, another kind of hitman type of mercenary, you know, a veteran guy who's looking for a chance to win a ring. So, I mean, the roster is just – it's young enough, and it's also stacked enough. And I think the front office has already shown they know how to negotiate the salaries and manipulate the cap enough that they can continue to put talent on this roster.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm definitely optimistic about the future of the team.
All right, next question. Raymond James Stadium will be 25 years old in 2 years. So good news, lower premiums on your insurance. When it was built, taxpayers paid for the $168 million it cost to build. Much has changed since then, with new stadiums now costing $2 billion or more. When the Bucks decide they want to build a new stadium, what percentage should be paid by the public/taxpayers? This is a brilliant Greg Aumann question. 50% or more, 25%, 10%, or nothing. Have the Anderson brothers finance the new stadium? It's another Ballers reference.
I don't like this question because I don't live there. I don't want.
Yeah, you're literally spending an entire city or state's worth of tax money.
Yeah, I don't want to spend other people's money. I don't want to be the person in a position saying, "Oh, well, yeah, just raise their taxes to get a new to get a new stadium. But when this time comes around, David, I could be a taxpayer there.
Very true. Very true.
I will view this as if, you know, it was a stadium local to me. If my local team was getting a state-of-the-art, brand-new NFL stadium, hockey arena, whatever the case is, I personally am okay with a small tax hike to do so, but I don't think the taxpayer should be responsible for any more than 25%. I think the billionaires that are doing this should foot the majority of the bill. So I will say 25%, because that personally is something that I would be okay doing, you know, with my own tax money.
Yeah, 25% is the number that I have in mind. Yeah, that's the number that I have in mind as well.
Okay, so where does Raymond James Stadium rank among NFL stadiums? The top 25%, above average, below average, or bottom 25%?
It's top 25%. It's got a pirate ship. Like, I don't care. It's got a pirate ship. It's top 25%.
All right, fair enough.
All right. Almost to the end here. What is the best of the NFL's newest stadiums? You've got Rams, Chargers, Raiders, Vikings, and Falcons. Blah.
I'm not going to say the Falcons strictly because they have Chick-fil-A's inside the stadium.
Right.
They're still closed on Sunday, which is the stupidest thing ever. So you lose points for that. Bank of America Stadium looks incredible. And unfortunately, we just haven't really seen enough of what's going on with the Raiders stadium without the fans there, or the Rams and Chargers stadium. I'm going to say the Vikings. I think Bank of America Stadium is absolutely gorgeous. I'm going with that one.
Mm, the right answer is the Death Star, but I can't veto, so.
Yeah, well, haha. How long have you been a Bucs fan, David? Since the very beginning in 1976, since the late 90s, return to the playoffs, the Super Bowl run in 2003, the past decade or so, or since Brady signed?
Since LeBron James joined the team. No, it's got to be, I mean, the answer is since the late 90s, return to the playoffs, because, I mean, honestly, I didn't even know anything about the Buccaneers until Warrick Dunn got drafted to the NFL. I've mentioned that on the show several times, so I'm going to say late 90s return to the playoffs.
All right. Yeah, fair enough.
So basically, Greg is making me out myself as a bandwagon person.
No.
Which is not fair. It's not fair, sir.
Bandwagon would have meant that you would have jumped ship long ago.
Very true. All right. Last question for you, James. How comfortable are you about attending an NFL game in a full capacity stadium this fall? I mean, you're getting ready to do it, so you're doing it, but how comfortable are you? Your options: very comfortable, comfortable enough to go, unsure, uncomfortable enough to not attend, which obviously can't be the answer.
I'm very comfortable going. I'm taking my son with me. My boss is going. He's taking his son with him. I was just at a concert last week where it was sold out. So we were shoulder to shoulder with everybody there. I'm very comfortable.
There you go. Living life to the fullest.
So, and finally, David, what is the best uniform look in Bucks history? Current ensemble, most recent alarm clock font uniforms, pewter and red from Super Bowl 37, or the orange creamsicles?
Yeah, it's got to be the alarm clock fonts. I mean, those are classic. They're timeless. Nobody has ever had them before because they're hideous. It's the current uniform. I know everybody loves the cream skulls, and I would love to see a throwback. I've got, you know, a Bucko Bruce in my office, so I get the nostalgia, but let's be honest, like, if that was a full-time uniform, no, absolutely not. You want it as a throwback because it gives you that feeling of nostalgia. It's the current uniform, the updated pewter red from that first Super Bowl run. They win another Super Bowl in that uniform. It's got to be the current uniform.
I thought for sure I was going to get to use my veto on this, but you said the correct answer. It is the current ensemble. The helmet is better. The updated, I guess you can call them updated throwbacks, are better. Mm-hmm. The white ones are phenomenal. They're so sharp. And then the pewter color rush are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the current ensemble. You're right. And now, yeah, I'm upset because I didn't use my...
Well, you know what? We can't leave timeouts on the field, so I will give you your veto anyway.
Okay, well then we're going to put James Wilder in the Ring of Honor.
Oh, I thought we were going Mike Evans for the most touchdowns. Yeah. I like it. All right. So Locked On Bucks has officially said Hardy Nickerson and James Wilder don't at me. And submit. We've all submitted right. our submission to the fan poll. And I think we both did it. So we've actually done it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. All right, that is going to do it for this episode. That that survey was far longer than I had anticipated, David. But we are going to be back on Monday with a little bit more conversation from Aaron Freeman. And oh yeah, by the way, David, on Monday we will announce all of the people that are going to be in the Locked On Bucks Fantasy Football League. So make sure that you are you're staying sharp on your draft strategy, all those things. We will announce the official lineup of players in the Locked On Bucks Fantasy Football League on Monday. So you do not want to miss that. Until then, check out everything going on over at BucksNation.com. Make sure that you are sending us your emails and voicemails to 813-444-5841. LockedOnBucksPodcast@gmail.com. Follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at JRCO_Bucks, at DHarrison82, and at Bucks_Nation. And now that you're done with this episode, get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to each other. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.